That was by a man named Fred Huffer, the Blackjack March for Band, with Colonel Graham and the United States Air Force Heritage Band. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Hope you had a great weekend. It's supposed to get sunnier today, but right now it's pretty foggy and misty and fall-like. It's about 50 degrees in Lawrence right now, on the way up into the mid-50s. We have a Beethoven piano sonata next, and then it's a great morning to hear The Night on Bald Mountain. Listen for that just after 9:30 this morning, and then a Baroque oboe concerto. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Flatland, Kansas City's PBS's nonprofit newsroom, committed to providing context and solutions to some of this region's biggest challenges, delivered weekly to email inboxes. More at flatlandkc.org/subscribe. And from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offers care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. Here's Claudio Arrau at the piano to play the 12th piano sonata, Opus 26 by Beethoven, on this Monday morning here on KPR. Claudio Arrau at the piano for Beethoven, the piano sonata number 12 in A-flat, Opus 26. Later on, about 10:30, listen for Vivaldi's Autumn, also a grand serenade for flute and guitar in our next piece. Well, it's perfect weather for it. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and KansasPublicRadio.org. Music in the noon hour that's lively, energetic, and fun. Malcolm Arnold's Sussex Overture. And we've got Schumann's Fairy Tales and a flute concerto. You won't want to miss. It's called Green Places. That's classical music with Jeff from noon to 3. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. The Night on Bald Mountain, the music by Modest Mussorgsky. And to tell you the truth, I don't know who did the orchestration on that. It wasn't the Stokowski arrangement, but it always surprises me when they don't list it on the recording. But a different, sounding fresh. It was the Cleveland Orchestra with Christoph von Dohnányi in the performance. And this is Kansas Public Radio. It's about 13 minutes before 10. Have you ever heard any Icelandic music? Well, there's a pianist, Olafsson, who's called the Glenn Gould of Iceland. And there's a composer who's pretty popular over there named Bragi Pórvalsson. And he's written a mass that will be performed. Well, it's been performed and recorded in Kansas by Sonus with director Colby Van Camp. So I invited Colby to come in next hour and tell us more about Sonus and about this interesting-sounding Icelandic composer, Valsson. Support for all the great classical music this hour on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along. Friday, December 5th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BachAriaSoloists.com. Here is Tommaso Albinoni from the Italian Baroque. Let's hear a double oboe concerto now on KPR. With the London virtuosi and Anthony Camden, first oboist, Concerto for Two Oboes in F by Tommaso Albinoni. Listen for new music after the news. In fact, it hasn't even been released yet. We'll listen to the Kyrie and Gloria from the Missa Capella by Icelandic composer Bragi Pór Valsson. And we'll chat with the conductor and a tenor from the Sonus Chamber Choir. 51 degrees in Lawrence today, 80% chance of some showers before 5 p.m. Should be foggy throughout the day, and look for a high of about 54 degrees this afternoon.
It's Layla Faldin. Look,
I once declared that braces have never been cooler.
Stay in the know with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition with Matthew Algio right here on Kansas Public Radio. We're live and local, KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, and KANQ, Chanute. KPR's Community Spotlight values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves. Applications at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news next on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market in North Lawrence, hosting Holiday Market Saturday, November 29th. With art and craft vendors, fresh-cut Fraser firs, poinsettias, and Santa. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News, higher on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow was up 301 points, the Nasdaq Composite up 473, the S&P 500 up 86 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Imaginable Futures, funding programs in the United States with the goal of ensuring young children and their parents get the education they need to thrive. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. Good morning. This is KPR. We're listening next to the opening Kyrie from the Missa Capella by Icelandic composer Bragi Pór Valsson on KPR. Some beautiful music. A preview on Kansas Public Radio, a debut of something I hope we play a lot more on the station. We've just heard a new mass, Missa Capella, by Icelandic composer. His last name is Valsson, V-A-L-S-S-O-N. Sounds like a very interesting man. And I was curious about all this, so I invited Colby Van Camp, the director of the group that recorded this, to come in and tell us about his Kansas group and about this composer. And also, he brought along one of the members of the choir, Ryan Hernandez. So, good morning, Colby and Ryan.
Yeah, thank you, Cordelia.
I'm so glad you're here to tell us more about this and when this wonderful-sounding recording will be released. And, well, just tell us what you can.
Sure. It'll be released this coming Sunday, November 30th. It'll be available on almost all the major streaming platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, the like. Unfortunately, not Apple Music. Their classical way that they put out classical music is a little bit different. And so through our distribution this time around, we didn't go with Apple Music, unfortunately. But all the other major streaming platforms, and that's where you can find it. So it's a really exciting project that we undertook this last summer. And we've been kind of working on these recordings for a little while. And this is part of what we want to do as an ensemble, is record new music and record it often.
Well, how did you ever find out about this composer and this piece?
So it's a funny story. I joined an Icelandic Facebook group about how to speak Icelandic because I was looking for a pronunciation guide to the Icelandic hymn, Heyr Himnasmithur. And just because I'm nerdy like that, I like learning about the different languages. And I asked this group about, hey, can somebody help me learn how to say this stuff? And interestingly enough, there were some folks that were like, there's YouTube, just go figure it out. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then somebody messaged me randomly and said, I know somebody here in Iceland that is a choral person and works with people regularly. You should chat with this person. I said, great. And so I got connected with Dr. Valson, and away we went. And we started talking back and forth. And he said, hey, I just wrote this mass. Would you be interested in taking a look at it? And this was right around when I was formulating the Sonus Chamber Choir, and we were trying to get off the ground. This was a couple of years ago. And said, sure, let's take a look at it. And before you knew it, I said, hey, this is cool. We'll just sing it, and then, hey, we'll record it as well. And multiple years later, here we are. It's all come to fruition. So cool stuff.
Well, the music itself, you can really tell that he knows the form of the mass, and it sounds so classic, like it could be from any decade or any century.
Yeah, it certainly has kind of a Nordic feel to it. There's a Nordic harmony that I think really makes a lot of sense when you consider that Dr. Valson is from Iceland. But you can also hear his influence from a range of other places. He studied in South Africa as well. He's traveled Europe. And there's a lot of great choral traditions in South Africa and Europe by and large. And then he studied in America as well. So I think that there are some really cool influences that are kind of all squished together into this particular mass. But you're right, it doesn't sound like something that was written in the 21st century. It sounds something that could have stepped out of medieval music, or it could be from 1970. It could be whenever, but it's I think there's a timeless aspect not only to the text of the mass, the Misa itself, but I think that there's also a feel that the music has that really encapsulates that idea.
Yes, it's very timeless.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan Hernandez, as a singer in the group, what was it like to learn it? As far as the notation and everything, it blends so well, but what was it like to sing this and record this piece?
Yeah, so Braille, his notation is very clean. It wasn't really difficult to read at all. He focused a lot on text stress being correct, and it's really a masterclass in parsimonious voice writing, so changing chords in the least amount of movement as possible. In that, there's some difficulty, but it certainly is more than achievable for professional choirs. And on the whole, he just writes beautiful, both vertical harmonies, but also horizontal lines for each part. As a tenor, I'm always looking for areas where I'm going to have to play one of three roles, either pseudo alto, pseudo baritone, or where I can really dip into my core sound as a tenor. And what I found in his work is that there are areas where all three of those sort of textures pop up.
And at least it's in Latin, so you didn't have to learn Icelandic.
Well, we still had to learn some Icelandic, but
really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Most certainly.
Well, is any chance that the choir might go on tour?
We would very much like to, and it would be a really cool thing to
potentially go to Iceland
someday.
Yeah,
very much so.
I honeymooned in Iceland, actually, so I've been to Iceland. It's an extraordinary place, and I'm a Nordophile. I love Nordic culture. I love kind of exploring the different music, the different foods, the different kind of cultural phenomena from Nordic countries, and Iceland's always really stood out to me. So it was really cool to collaborate with somebody from Iceland and do original Icelandic music, but also be able to kind of learn a little bit more about the culture that way. And it's been a really fascinating experience to get to talk to Dr. Valson about these different influences, and hey, we're going to rehearse this one section. Tell me a little bit about what you're seeing here from a compositional standpoint. What are you looking for? Get some clarity on that. That's one of the beautiful things about doing new music, is that often if you're performing somebody's work, then you get to have an intimate relationship with the person whose music you're working with, and you get to ask them the difficult questions. You get to say, hey, what were you thinking in this spot? And can walk me through that. Or we're going to try this. Do you care if we try that? It's fun stuff. It's a lot of really cool and interpretive exercising that you get to do.
Is this the first recording of it?
Yes.
Oh, I bet he's thrilled.
Yeah, no, he's very excited. We're very excited, because that's what the Sonus Chamber Choir wants to do, is be a champion of new music, and that's something that, as a composer myself, I feel very strongly about. We have aligned ourselves with a couple of different composers in the United States, a dear friend of mine. We have our own composer in residence. His name is Jesse Kaiser. He operates out of South Carolina, and then he flies and sings with us, and he writes some extraordinary music. He's written some extraordinary music for us already that we're going to perform and record all throughout 2026 and 2027. And it's at the forefront of what we want to do as a professional ensemble, which I think is fairly unique. There's some extraordinary music that's happening in Kansas and in Missouri specifically, but not a whole lot of groups are specifically knuckling down on let's find new music, let's commission new music from not only people around the world, but local people as well, and see what kind of collaborative relationships we can have. And that's something we feel very strongly about.
Tell us more about Sonus Chamber Choir.
So we are a nonprofit that is based out of Topeka, and it's been a multi-year dream in the process. I remarked to Ryan as we pulled up to come here today that the last time that I was on the air with you was when we had our first ever concert back in 2023, where we did Eric Whitaker's The Sacred Veil, and it was myself and Tony Silvestri that sat here and chatted with you about that. And that was a really extraordinary experience that kind of got us off the ground. I experienced some personal loss in my life, some tragedy, and that kind of put me behind the eight ball on a lot of different things. Ended up moving during that time as well to southwestern Kansas. And so it kind of made me wonder, is this the time? Maybe I should put this aside. And I let it sit for about a year and a half. And then last November, I sat down with Ryan, who's also my logistics director, and then Oliver Hutchison, who's a soloist, actually, in the next movement that you're going to play. He is my executive director. And we sat down and said, do we want to do this? Because if we're going to do it, we need to do it right. And now's the time. And so here we are. And now we're on the verge of our first concert season. We've made our first recording. We're going to have 4 concerts, 2 recording sessions, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun through 2026 and 2027.
Tell us about the next concert that people can come to.
Sure. Our first concert's going to be in April. I believe it's April 12th. Let me double check on that. But it's going to be in April, and we'll have a kind of a spring concert series. That concert is actually going to be all new music. We did our first call for scores and received a number of wonderful, luminous scores from the state of Kansas. Specifically, we were looking for people who have either studied in Kansas, lived in Kansas, have experiences in Kansas, who can write music about Kansas. And it's called Voices of the Prairie. That's what the first concert in April is going to be. And we're recording that music in the spring as well. And so that's a really exciting project that I'm very proud of personally, that we get to highlight all of these incredible composers from around the state. And then we'll do a little bit of my music, because it's not often I get to have my music performed. So I'm going to give that a shot as well. And then one of our singers, Nicholas Paradas, Nico, he had wrote us a mass setting as well, a Missa Brevis, a short mass. And so we're going to record that and perform it as well, which will be really exciting. So a lot of new music coming up in April.
Which town will it be in?
It'll be in Topeka.
Topeka.
Yeah.
So you came all this way from Garden City?
Yeah.
And what about you, Ryan? Where do you live?
I'm based out of Manhattan.
Okay.
Yep. Been there since undergrad, have taken on some other musical endeavors since then. I conduct at actually the church that Colby used to conduct at before he left for Garden City. So a nice little filling of the shoes there.
Oh, which church is that?
First Christian Church in Manhattan.
Nice.
Yep. Great musical tradition there. Wonderful choir that surprisingly does not involve many students.
Yeah. Are you, so you did your undergraduate there? Are you graduate now?
Yes, yep. Not in music, in education, but I love working with musicians and studying musicians through my research, which is in psychology.
Nice.
Don't let him fool you, though. His undergraduate's in music, and he's a dynamite singer, so it's good stuff. But he also is embarking in a different area of educational study for his master's degree. Very similar to what I did with 2 undergraduate degrees in music, and then I went and got a master's of science in mass communications. And now I work in radio, just like you do. So
yes, tell us where you're working now.
Ironically, I'm in sports. My day job is in sports radio. I'll actually be in Goodland tomorrow night to do basketball for Garden City Community College. I'm the play-by-play guy, so I call all the games, all the football games, all the basketball games, baseball, softball, and I do that for Garden City Community College and Garden City High School. So it's all over the place, but it's a lot of fun.
Can you, okay, the web address for the, it's Sonus Chamber Choir.
So no, it's Sonus, SONUSKS.org.
Shorter, like that's right, SonusKS.org. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And also I looked up the website of the composer, and I'm just going to pronounce his first name phonetically, that you should check out because you can download for free a score of the Missa Capella. So when you buy the newly released album, November 30th or later, you can follow along in the score. It's Bragi with an I, B-R-A-G-I. It's bragi.co.za. And it's just fascinating, and it has beautiful photographs of Iceland, and then I'm not sure where the picture with the palm trees was taken. Was that South Africa?
No, it could be Florida.
He went to school there.
Went to Florida State and studied with Andre Thomas, who anybody in Lawrence will know is somebody that's spent a lot of time in Kansas, so Dr. Andre Thomas. So really cool to have all of those connections tied together.
And it sounds like he's really popular in Iceland.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about a multifaceted musician. He's actually teaching right now in Reykjavik. I had texted him beforehand and said, hey, we're going to go on the air in 45 minutes. And he said, I'm teaching, but I'll listen back
to it. Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Valson.
But no, he was when they did, Disney did the dub over of Beauty and the Beast, the original kind of like animation film, and they did an Icelandic dub over, and he actually sings Gaston as the Icelandic version, which is really cool. You can go look up that recording on his website as well. So a multifaceted, talented individual, and it's cool to work with him.
Certainly. And I'm sure, correct me if I'm wrong, Colby, but isn't he the first DMA of any type of choral music in Iceland?
I don't know if he's the first DMA, but he's one of the only people in the country that has a doctorate specific to choral music, which is really cool because they have a beautiful choral tradition there.
Wow. That's fascinating. And you spent your honeymoon there.
Yeah, that was a great trip, let me tell you.
I met your mother when she was, I mean, your wife when she was just a babe in arms.
Yeah.
Little Anna.
Yes, you did.
In Topeka. It's so strange that you married one of my childhood friends.
Well, it's serendipity.
You know?
We're all supposed to be here right now talking about this thing, so there we go.
We're all connected. All right, well, let's listen to the Gloria next. What should we listen for in this?
There are two soloists, Samantha Georgiana, who is currently a master's student at UMKC.
Oh, she sung here.
She did, just a couple of weeks ago.
She's incredible.
Very talented soprano, who I believe personally, just because she's my friend, but the talent level is so extraordinary, I feel like she'll be a preeminent soprano in the region, if not perhaps in the country at some point. She's really, really extraordinary singer. She's all over this recording. She's the soprano soloist, and then our good friend, we're all K-State grads, we all went to college together, Oliver Hutchison, who sings with the Grammy Award-winning Kansas City Chorale. He is the baritone soloist, and then you'll just hear kind of the different choir and then the soloist kind of layered on top of itself, and then you'll hear some of the choir and the soloist together. You'll hear some of the soloists. So it's very, like you said, classical in that way.
All right. Here's the Gloria from the Missa Capella by Dr. Valson.
Gloria.
We've just heard the Gloria from a new mass by an Icelandic composer called Bragi Port Valsson, or I'm just going to call him Dr. Valsson. It was his Missa Capella and recorded for the first time by Sonus Chamber Choir. And that's a Kansas group, and you can find out more about them at sonusks.org. And while we were listening to that, Colby got a text.
Yeah, Dr. Valsson messaged me and he said, I actually have the first PhD in choral music in Iceland. So there you go. It's record-breaking.
He's listening in Iceland.
Yeah, from Reykjavik all the way.
That's amazing. All right. Is that it? Is there anything else you wanted to say?
I wanted to say thank you for having us on.
thank you for coming.
I appreciate it. It's always great to sit here and chat with you on KPR. Our first concert will be April 12th. The venue is still to be determined. We're working out some of those logistics still. Ryan is the logistics director. Mm-hmm. But we'll have that information out by January 1st. So if you go to sonusks.org, so SONUSKS.org/concerts, you can find all the information about our concert series for 2026, and then we'll have one concert in 2027 before we restart the concert series for 27-28. So really exciting music, a lot of new music. I have a concert series that's called Give Me Your Stars to Hold that I'm really excited about, where we're debuting some more new music and working with some Kansas composers and Jesse Kaiser. And so that's the concert side. We'll have our recording that drops November 30th, and then we also are a registered nonprofit in Topeka. So anything that folks like to do to work with us is extraordinary, and collaboration is a key to what we do. So we look forward to hearing from people and working with other folks in the future.
Well, keep us up to date. Sonus sounds very good.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
We've been talking with Colby Van Camp, the director, and Ryan Hernandez, the logistics director, but most importantly, tenor, and the Sonus Chamber Choir. And again, that release will be November 30th. You can buy a copy for yourself. Misa Capella is the name of the piece. And this is KPR. Let's hear some Schubert. Here's his March number 1 on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. That was the March number 1 by Schubert, the Military March on Kansas Public Radio, played by Camerata Bern. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Noto Arts District, presenting winter celebrations with horse-drawn wagon rides, hot cocoa, annual light ceremony, and more. Open to the public November 29th in Redbud Park in Topeka, 2 to 8 p.m. Info at explorenoto.org. Here is Autumn on this misty day. Vivaldi on Kansas Public Radio, and a new recording of Vivaldi's Seasons with Joanne Folletta and the Buffalo Philharmonic, and their concertmaster as the soloist, Nikki Chewy, on KPR. With violinist Nikki Chewy and the Buffalo Philharmonic, led by Joanne Folletta. That was Autumn from the Four Seasons by Antonio Vivaldi. Should be about 54 degrees on this autumn day, but staying foggy, and we still have an 80% chance for a little bit of rain throughout the day. Next, some very nice music for flute and guitar together. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Bridgehaven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment, and 24-hour nursing care on-site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. Here's Mauro Giuliani, the Grand Serenade for flute and guitar on KPR. Nora Schulman playing the flute, and Norbert Kraft guitar for the Grand Serenade by Mauro Giuliani here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Listen for a piece by Max Richter, music from the main titles from The Leftovers, coming up in just a few minutes after the news, and then some woodland sketches and a clock symphony coming up, too.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing for that holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with, NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how. We ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us, weekday mornings.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9, and All Things Considered, starting at 3. Just some of our news offerings here on Kansas Public Radio. We are live and local. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisting living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at GoodShepherdHH.org. And support for News Next on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Nearly 200 points, or roughly 0.5%. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. With Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits, at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. From The Leftovers, main titles from Season 1, the music by Max Richter. La Pietà, the all-female group, led by violinist Angèle Dubois. Next, we have some rustic music by a New England composer, Edward McDowell, his woodland sketches, before we hear the Clock Symphony by Franz Josef Haydn. Good morning. This is KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. Glad we're listening to music together. It's supported this hour by Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with the Jazz Cigarettes for a night of music and cocktails. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. Friday. Tickets at maselliesonline.com. Here are the Woodland Sketches, a suite of 10 short piano pieces by the American composer Edward McDowell, written during an 1896 stay at McDowell's summer retreat in Peterborough, New Hampshire. With the pianist Vivian Rivkin, and ending with A Deserted Farm by a Meadow Brook Told at Sunset. We've heard all 10 of the Woodland Sketches by Edward McDowell, a New England composer. He put those together in 1896. Good morning. It's KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always through KansasPublicRadio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along, Friday, December 5th, at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BachAriaSoloists.com. Here's the 101st Symphony by Haydn Symphony by Franz Josef Haydn, which classifies it as one of the London symphonies. He wrote his last 12 for a London audience who would eagerly anticipate each new symphony. This one has a little fun with the Clock nickname because one of the selections, I think the second movement, is so rhythmic it sounds like a clock. It's a homegrown performance, home recorded, with Andre Raphael Smith and the Sunflower Music Festival on KPR. Sunflower Music Festival, led by Andre Raphael Smith, the Symphony No. 101 by Franz Josef Haydn, nicknamed The Clock for its clock-like ticking in one of the movements. Support for classical music this hour on KPR comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along, Friday, December 5th, at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BachAriaSoloists.com. And from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws, Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 1. Cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. Full list of activities and tickets at TopekaZoo.org. This is KPR.
Also trying to build their own lives on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 for more about that story and much more right here on KPR. It's 12 noon. Good afternoon. I'm Cordelia Brown. Jeff Watson's in next with some more great classical music. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com. This is KPR, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia. Support for news comes from Kansas City PBS presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker. Available to watch on demand on the PBS app or Kansas City PBS YouTube. It's KPR, it's 1201.